All right, so I wanted to start catching up on podcasts because I'm kind of behind. And I did a while ago mention if people were to favorite a tweet that I would do too. So I did one a couple days ago on this healing with a healer and how triaging in a raid is very important. And that makes you a better healer than the numbers you put out, though obviously you need to put out numbers. So anyways, today I wanted to talk a little bit about the conquest stuff. This isn't going to be specific to healing, which I try to do that every so often. So everybody who plays the game knows now that the conquest is going on. I wanted to talk about really quickly about what some of the things that I think people have been talking about that are real concerns with the conquest, and some of the things that I thought BioWare did really well and where I think they still need to improve. The one thing for people to remember is that the conquest is not apparently a short-term event. It seems to be a set list of rotations that they're going to tie in to other events. So if you look at some of the stuff that like Swotor Miner found and other people are unearthing, so to speak, there's Rat Ghoul stuff involved. There's other events tied into this one, which is kind of smart, I think. So you just have to remember that this is a long-term game thing. It's more long money than it is short money. So if you're having problems, your guild is having issues right now getting on the top 10, just know that it's going to die down at some point, and you'll be able to kind of break into the top 10, especially those of the guilds who are early on. It seems like there's a lot of guilds that get in, and then by the end of the week, they get dropped down or out. So just keep at it. If you like it, keep at it. If you have fun with this kind of thing, stay on top of it. Do your personal stuff, because I really think that at some point, the bigger guilds are going to move on with their lives once they get all the stuff they need for their ships and all that thing, and it's just not going to be a thing anymore. But I will say that the main issue I've had with it, and I don't think it's a big deal in the grand scheme of things, and I think it's just sometimes you just have to live with what you have, but it is really, really heavily favored and weighted towards bigger guilds, just like most things in life are. So, you know, progression, hardcore raid progression heavy favors either really, really, dedicated small guilds or big guilds with the larger pool to draw from. This kind of thing is the same way, where it's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. Now, how you get your numbers and how you do stuff is subject for other people to complain about. I don't really care about that. I don't care about flashpoint farming. It's a stupid thing in my mind to worry about. People have been farming flashpoints since they took the daily lockout out. You can farm it for gear. If you need that gear, you can farm it for whatever you need out of their mats, even the biometric alloys for anybody who needs those for the conquest farming. The last boss in Black Talon drops it, and I've got like 5 or 6 of them out of her. So farming flashpoints is not new. Farming raids is not new. You've been able forever to get to a certain boss, bring in alts, and farm a boss. You've been able forever to stealth past trash to get to a boss or do whatever you want to do. That's not a big deal, and it's not new. It's just now that BioWare has put numbers to it and some kind of event to it, people start freaking out. And whatever. That's whatever. That's just for the people who complain about. I don't care about that. What I'm talking about is, for conquests, the guilds, the large guilds, and if you look at the leaderboards, at least currently right now on Harbinger, it's a lot of really big guilds that are kind of taking the thing. I'm in an Aussie guild that is third right now in Hoth, and that's a big guild that I'm in. That guild is pretty significant and pretty active. I think right now it has 132 qualifying accounts for reputation. That's a lot, I think. Now, these are big Swotor guilds, not big MMO guilds, obviously, so that's a whole other thing. But the Conquest favors that. It favors big guilds who can sit there and go nuts on things and can sit there and just drop players and members into events and into stuff. Big guilds tend to have a lot of crafters. They tend to have a lot of variety in it. So the one thing this Conquest does reward is variety. If no matter what you like about the game, you can play that part of the game and get points for it. And personally, it's easy to get 32,000 points. I've got it on 3 tunes this week, or whatever it is, 33 or 35. It's really easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's 35,000, by the way. I've got it on 3 tunes. I almost have it on 4. On one of my tunes, I actually tripled that amount just from playing normal PvP stuff. So, but large guilds are heavily favored for it. There's no way around that. I don't think that's a bad thing either. What I would like to see is for BioWare to have a tiered thing, some way for smaller guilds that have a ship, who are able to put a ship together, to still get those schematics or whatever it is you get, the encryption stuff that you get from placing in the top 10 or the rewards that you get for the guild rewards. I would like for that to still be a way for smaller guilds to do it. I don't know if they somehow a way to tier that, if they collectively get a percentage, or the guild collectively gets a certain amount of things, if they break up guilds by membership, by active accounts. There's got to be a way for smaller guilds that are active, that like playing a game, that like running together, that like doing things together, there has to be a way for them to get some of their rewards. I don't think we need to even the playing field. I think leveling the playing field is dumb and not part of the real world. You don't, if you go to a smaller school, a lot of us, you know, if you went to a smaller school, the fact of the matter is you're not, you can't compete with bigger schools when it comes to athletics. That's just life. If you work at a smaller company, if you graduate from a smaller university, if you go to a lower things in life, the results will be that. That's what's going to happen. You don't, Harvard graduates and where I graduated from just don't get the same pay generally. And my degree doesn't mean as much. And I can't go and say, well, you have to pay me what this Harvard guy pays for. That's just not how it works. So MMOs, I think, kind of the same way. They reflect life. But I do think there's a way for them to tier it and a way for them to still give smaller guilds a reason to kind of come together and play. So I'm hoping that's the one thing they can do is make that change and say, hey, we can, you know, smaller guilds, we have this way for you to do active stuff and to be a part of it. Because a lot of times, a lot of the smaller guilds I found, and they're so-called casual players, are really active in things. They do flashpoints, they do leveling, for instance. Like, I haven't seen anywhere that rewards leveling. Like, just leveling. Like, leveling the tune, getting the tune to 50, getting the tune to 40, finishing off a story quest, any of that stuff doesn't really seem to reward leveling. I might have missed it, and I'm sorry if I have, but there's none of that stuff there that just rewards you leveling, getting a certain amount of HP points within a week or whatever it is. So I wish they would do that. I wish they would find a way to reward people who and guilds who are just smaller. I don't care about people who aren't in a guild. This is a guild event, and that's okay. There's other stuff that the game does for people who are not in guilds. And I also would like a way for it'd be cool if you could like create unions and create like partnerships. So like I'm in two guilds, actually more than two guilds, but on the M side I'm in two guilds. One of them's pretty small, a bunch of people that just raid and have fun and hang out together, and the other guild is super big. And I wish there was a way for like those two guilds to kind of create some kind of partnership. There's guilds who create partnership across factions, where imp guild and a pub guild will have sister guilds. I wish sister guilds could come together and do something. So, you know, a little more variety, a little more options for guilds, I think, would be great. But I do think the idea as a whole is good for the game. It's really weird. It's one of those things that kind of snuck up on a lot of people. We were all worried about the housing, and the housing, as a separate note, also was good for the game. It brought a lot of players back. It brought players to the game, and it made people do stuff. And that's cool. Doing stuff is what the game's all about. But nobody, I don't think, at least I wasn't, paying attention to Conquest until this showed up out of nowhere, because it was one of those things BioWare always talked about in kind of a really weird, non-specific way. They would always say you can conquer planets. Well, what the hell does that mean? Like, nobody knows what that means, and we all kind of had our own vision. And now we know it's just a time sink, and a way to just farm points by doing stuff you normally do. It aggregates the points and puts you on a leaderboard, and the top 10 get stuff. And I think it's good for the game. I think it's one of the better things that BioWare has done in terms of just activities and content, sort of, kind of. It's not really content, right? It's just aggregating stuff, but it's a really nice and fun way of doing it for those who are into it, and for guilds that seemingly like it. It's another layer of the game, and I've been saying forever that any depth that gets added to the game is good for the game and it's good for the community. So that's cool. I do wish they would reward players a little more, smaller guilds. And when it comes to rewards, I also would like for personal rewards to be a little more meaningful. I mean, you get like 25K, you get some scavenging scrap, you get some droid parts, and then you get those material, those crafting nodes. That's all fair, it's fine, you know, whatever, and then you get 19K on top of it, so all together, I don't know, 40, 30K. That's all fine, but I wish there was more to it. I wish it would give you like a decoration. I wish it would do something more, for a little more for the personal rewards. And then for players who are in the guilds who are active, but a lot of them don't take part, I wish the guild rewards gave their members a little bit more. It's very guild specific with the encryptions, and you get the scavenging and you get a little more nodes, but I wish there was a way for them to work in decorations, work in like a random drop of something, you know, maybe an old mount from a previous drop, from a previous pack that is still kind of rare. I think I would like all of that to still kind of break into it. I just think that there was a better way for them to reward the players who are active, who do take part, and the guilds that do take part in it. I wish they would reward them with something a little more, especially for players that are in small guilds and who the guilds can't meet the top 10, but those players do individually do their own thing. I don't know. There's got to be a way for them to do that, to reward the players with more personal stuff, and within the guilds to make the rewards a little more meaningful, because after 2 or 3 weeks, after 4 or 5 weeks, these rewards are going to be meaningless. And after a while, people are just going to get tired of it, and it's just going to move on with their life. Again, that's where I think smaller guilds can make a move and make some progress, but I also think that's where a lot of the bigger guilds are going to drop off. So, long term, I would like bigger rewards, more rewards, maybe something, a rare drop. One of these decorations, maybe, that is going nuts on GTN, like the tanks out of the Nova, the big statues and stuff. It would be cool if you had an opportunity, at least, to get that, like a numerator or RNG type of thing, where it gives you an icon for like a furniture in the rewards, and it possibly that you're going to get something cool out of it. Something like that, I think, would boost activity in the guilds that really, really want it, and I think it would boost the single-player guys or the guys that are in smaller guilds to take part and overall kind of create a better atmosphere for the Conquest. But I do think the Conquests are cool in general. I do think they're interesting. It's an interesting way to get people to do what's already there. If you really look at it critically, there's not a lot of newness to the content, obviously. It's just existing content. All they're doing is repackaging existing content, but they're doing it in a way that is interesting, that gives you achievements, that gives you points, that gives you some rewards, and it kind of creates the atmosphere of guild cooperation. And in the backdrop, if the guilds that meet the leaderboard stuff, they get extra stuff for their ship, which is interesting for people who like that. So that's, you know, just a really quick thing on Conquest. I do like them in general. I think it's a good idea in general. I like the interface. I like how they see the boards. I wish you could search by your guild. That's the one thing I can't see anywhere where... oh, no, there it is. Never mind. And if you go to guild tab, it shows you your guild score. So that's good. So I do think they would make it... I wish they would make it a little more with rewards, a little more incentive for people to play. And I do wish they would actively go after smaller guilds. And I don't know what a small guild is in this game. It varies by game, obviously. But I think smaller guilds are kind of getting the short end of the stick here, because they just can't compete numbers-wise. And there's one thing we know about people is when they feel it's hopeless, they just move on with their life. So that's really it. I know that there's a cycle of events coming through, a cycle of themed weeks of this stuff coming through, so you guys should keep an eye out. Soltor Miner on his Twitter account and on Reddit has a post that seems to break down when stuff is coming, so you guys should be smart and prepare for that kind of stuff, kind of get your crafting stuff together. It rewards crafting pretty heavily. One of my tunes did it almost entirely through crafting those supplies and stuff like that. So keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. Keep an eye out for what people are saying on the message boards. And again, if you're going to complain about farming, I can't help you. You're on your own there, man, because that's just a silly thing to complain about. The game is all about farming. The entire game is about farming stuff. I feel like sometimes players think there's a lot of unwritten rules to MMOs, and that's insane. There's not. If you're a baseball fan, there's a joke there about unwritten rules in baseball. That's stupid. People can play the game and farm if they want to farm. That's just how it goes. And just because you don't think it's fun doesn't mean they don't think it's fun. And sometimes people farm and grind not because of the activity of grinding and farming. It's because of the rewards you get when you're done farming and grinding. That personally doesn't interest me. I don't like to grind. I hate farming. But it's dumb to complain about something that is a built-in mechanic of the game. It's like a built-in DNA of the game is to farm stuff and to time sink and to spend hours and hours and hours doing the same thing over and over again for the hopes of getting something. That's what the game is, literally. That's what MMOs are. You go and you raid the same raid every damn week, 4 days a week sometimes. You go against the same boss for hours at a time in the hopes of killing it and then to get some reward. That's what the game is. So to complain about that only because of these random points that they put on top of it is just kind of hypocritical. But whatever, BioWare made the change, and that's fine too. But so, reward guilds, reward smaller guilds, reward players who aren't part of an active guild like that, and for the people who do it, for the bigger guilds, for the players that are involved and go after these points, I wish the rewards themselves were bigger. But again, it's going to be a long-term thing, so if you're interested and you want to be a part of it, keep an eye on it, keep at it, and if all else fails, if your guild's not active, just join a bigger guild. Grab an alt and join a bigger guild. That's all. It's simple. You don't have to keep all your tunes in one alt in one guild. I have them scattered across guilds. So if you're active in a guild that you like this kind of thing, you're good. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. If you're active and you want to be a part of it, but you don't, your guild isn't, but you really like your guild, grab an alt that you have, put it in another guild, and go nuts with that. The world is out there for you. The Conquest Swoltor world is out there for you to enjoy. So have fun. I hope you guys are enjoying the game. I hope you guys are enjoying the summer. The summer's almost over. We're about to get a drop off the buff of Palace. There's, I'm sure, at some point, a level cap coming So hopefully we're heading into some really good things, and this Conquest and Stronghold stuff will kind of keep us entertained while we wait for that. So hope you guys are doing well. Really appreciate the support. Really appreciate the patience. I kind of took a little break there just for no real reason. I just did. So I'll keep the party going. I'll keep more podcasts coming. I'm going to have some posts next couple days, I hope. I'll start up my screenshots again as well. I have a bunch banked because I just screenshot everything I do. So hope you guys are doing well. Appreciate the support. Swoltor, Healing Swoltor. HealingSwoltor.com. Healing Swoltor on Twitter. Healing Swoltor on Facebook. Healing Swoltor on Pinterest. Healing Swoltor on Instagram. Everywhere there is a thing you can find, hopefully, Healing Swoltor. Take care. Hope you're doing well. See you.